The good news proclaimed to the early communities is the same that we are to proclaim, interiorize, and to proclaim today. And it's simply this. I mean, there's much to it, but it's ultimately also simple, that Jesus longs to give us peace, the deep interior resting of the heart that comes about when we acknowledge the fact that he is with us. And that, as he said, the ruler of the world has no power over him. That should give us peace. That the ruler of the world has no power over Jesus. So if I acknowledge his presence and love for me, invite him in, ask him for the peace that he wants to give me, all should be well, at least in my life, right? Not saying everywhere. It takes each individual to bring that in and to surround himself with that reality, which is Jesus, which feels like peace, which is not a troubled heart, and where there is no fear. And it comes from the fact that he's done everything for me, wants to do everything for me, and the evil one has no power over him. That's reassuring. Amen. Now go preach that. I've done my job. I'm going to jump in the confessional. Now go preach that. You've got a lot harder job than I do. So good luck. You don't need luck. You just need him. And you have him. If you ask for him, your job is to preach that message to the world out there. I'm glad I don't have your job. For $7 an hour, I could just get to preach to you this simple message. The evil one has no power over him. And the deep desire in the heart of Jesus, his most sacred heart, is that our hearts rest and are not afraid and are not troubled if they know and believe that he is truly with us.